Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information.
Welcome back to the Immigration Update Podcast, where we cover the latest developments shaping U.S. immigration law and policy. With the start of the fall semester, we have some pretty bad news. The international student arrivals to the United States have dropped sharply. According to new federal data, international student arrivals fell nearly 30% in July 2025 compared to the same time last year. The decline is especially severe among Indian students, down by 46%, and Chinese students, who fell by more than 25%. Other Asian countries, including South Korea, Vietnam, and the Philippines, also saw very steep drops. You may wonder, why does this matter? Well, July and August are the critical months when new students arrive for the fall semester. These declines signal a major reduction in new enrollment for fall 2025 across U.S. universities and colleges. What is driving this downturn? Educators point to the Trump administration's immigration policies. Suspension of visa interviews, limited appointment slots, a travel ban covering 19 countries, and threats to end optional practical training, a key program allowing students to work after graduation. The administration has also revoked visas for minor infractions, launched investigations against universities, and conducted surveillance of students, further discouraging enrollment. NAFSA, that's N-A-F-S-A, the Association of International Educators, warns that the U.S. is putting its global leadership in higher education at risk. International students are vital not just for campus diversity, but also for the American workforce, especially in science and technology fields. The bottom line? Fewer international students means fewer resources for universities, less innovation for U.S. companies, and diminished competitiveness for the country as a whole. According to NAFSA, this drop in international students will result in economic losses of $7 billion and the loss of 60,000 jobs. That's all for today's Immigration Update podcast. Stay tuned as we continue tracking how immigration policies are reshaping education, the economy, and America's global role.
Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.